Dominic Thomason. Alabama lawmakers are grappling with ways to protect in vitro fertilization services after a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered babies under state law. Several IVF providers have since put their services on hold. A change at the top of the RNC.
Under pressure from national leadership, Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, says she will leave her post on March 8th. McDaniel has become a target of Donald Trump as the GOP presidential frontrunner moves towards an expected nomination and asserts control over the party. Trump says his preference for chair would be for North Carolina GOP chair Michael Whatley, a veteran operative focused in recent years on the prospect of voter fraud, and his daughter-in-law Laura Trump as committee co-chair. The RNC has a 168-member governing body that's expected to approve Trump's choices. McDaniel announced her decision in a statement Monday morning, saying she will allow the nominee to select a chair of their choosing. Jennifer King, Washington.
On the heels of his big win in South Carolina, Mr. Trump tells supporters that Joe Biden's days in the White House are numbered.
We're going to be up here on November 5th, and we're going to look at Joe Biden, and we're going to look him right in the eye. He's destroying our country, and we're going to say, Joe, you're fired. Get out. Get out, Joe. You're fired.
And tomorrow, it's the Michigan presidential primary. Former President Trump appealing the $454 million New York civil fraud judgment against him, challenging a judge's finding that he inflated his wealth on financial statements used to secure loans and make deals. No parties, in this case financial institutions, claim to have been harmed. Also at SRNnews.com, a check of Wall Street finds stocks modestly higher this hour. The Dow is up 57 points, the Nasdaq ahead 34, and the S&P 1 point higher. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on Franklin Graham's latest gospel festival.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says more than 43,000 people packed a sports venue in Mexico City this month, and over 4,000 of them accepted Christ during the event. Graham told the crowd, quote, "Religion cannot save you. Going to church cannot save you. Only God can save you. That will only happen if you come to faith in him through Jesus Christ." The popular evangelist is currently conducting a gospel tour of the American Southwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France has honored a Christian who survived one genocide to fight another. French President Macron has inducted World War II resistance fighter Misak Minouchin into the country's Pantheon National Roll of Honor. Minouchin was a Christian who took refuge in France after surviving the massacre of Armenian Christians by the Ottoman Turks. He was executed by the Nazis in 1944. This is SRN News. An update now on the untimely death of a feathered celebrity in New York City, and there is speculation it could have had something to do with his diet.
Initial findings are back from a necropsy on Flocko, the Eurasian eagle owl that flew into a building and was found dead Friday on Manhattan's West 89th Street, according to the Wildlife Conservation Society. The report finding Flocko in good physical shape, weighing 4.1 pounds, just 2% less than when he lived at the Central Park Zoo, but had substantial hemorrhaging from the impact. Tissue samples to determine whether any poisons from eating rats won't be back for about 2 weeks. Flocko lived for 13 years at the zoo until someone cut the cage last February and he escaped. No arrests have been made. Efforts to recapture Flocko were abandoned. Julie Walker, New York.
The Nasdaq Composite Index up 31 points. More details at SRNnews.com.